proceed.
Ooh, and recorded.
Mark, you have to unmic. You're on mute. Mark, you're still on mute.
Karen, did you hear those messages it told us?
Okay. All right. This is a special meeting of the Arizona Physical Therapy Board, April 1st, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. And let's do a roll call.
Dr. Cornwell.
Yeah.
Mr. Greer. Yes. Ms. Remick.
Here.
Present.
Dr. Bustillo.
Here.
Mr. Clinton.
Here.
Ms. Hunter.
Here.
Ms. Baskins.
Present.
Ms. Cardoza.
Present.
Ms. Crowley.
Present.
And I, the executive director, Karen Donahue, are present.
All right, thank you. Item number two, there's no minutes to go over, but item number two is review, consideration, and action. The board may vote to go into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-4431.03A2. 2A, Executive Order 2020-17, Physical Therapy License and Physical Therapy Assistant Certificate Renewal.
So you all should have read the Executive Order 2020-17. If you read that under number one, I believe that because our system allows for online, that we will continue with our current calendar schedules. So I just wanted to make you all aware of that. And so we still fully intend to start our renewals 60 days prior to August 31st, 2020 at this point. Number two, where we're talking our double I, the physical therapy license and physical therapist assistant, continuing ed requirements, again, because all continuing ed can be performed online, we do not require any in-person continuing education. We believe that the continuing education requirements will still be in effect for renewal, the 2020 renewal period. If you have any comments or discussions, this is the moment.
Karen, just a question about the renewals. If we have problems with the software this time around, because last year didn't we have to, we had to allow some people to do it by paper because it just wasn't working right.
Correct.
So do we have the ability, the flexibility to allow that if something went wrong?
So the answer to your question is yes, but we're hoping what we plan to do is to be able to test the renewal system in what we call UAT for all parameters to make sure it's working fully. If for some reason when we do that testing, which I'm told is going to be available for us in the next couple of weeks, and it's not working correctly, then we will have another special session meeting to decide what we want to do from there. But the intent is that we will be able to test it. It'll be fully working by the time we present it live.
Okay. I was only concerned if we had options and something horrible went wrong.
Yeah, we always have the option for paper like we defaulted to last time. It's just not going to, we're going to try to avoid that at all costs because some of your staff may not live through it if we do that again.
Worse than the virus.
Okay. And and ventilators are short supply. So, okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
So that's the plan for the Executive Order 2020-1A and 1B, which on your agenda is AII.
Okay.
Moving on to AIII, the MPT jurisprudence exam. The per metric centers still remain closed still till April 16th. We have not heard from either the FSBPT or per metric whether they're going to actually open on April 16th. But at this point, they're not open, which means no one can take the MBTE or the AZ law at this time. I'm open for discussion on a triple I.
I was just trying to remember if the executive order had anything to do with that.
Our next item does.
Okay. Okay.
Karen, this is Nishka. Did the FSBPT or any of the testing centers give you any indication about a plan that they hope to have?
The only indication that I had so far from the FSBPT is that the FSBPT will extend all the deadlines. So, for example, we're approving people to take the exam, just can't take them. But the FSBPT is going to ensure that they're going to get their full 60 days in order to do that. So I have not heard anything from Polmetric or the FSBPT whether, like, for example, they will immediately offer the PTA exam that has been canceled or not. I do not have that information. I don't know, Veronica, if you have anything to add.
No, that is exactly what I have as well.
So, Karen and everyone, this is Peggy. Do we have the ability to vote to just give a temporary license until they do open?
Hang on, that is A4 IV. So yes, hang on, we're about there. Any more discussion about the MPT or the AZ law? That also means, just for clarification, that the compact individuals are not able to take the AZ law if they have to renew during this period. We are requesting that all of them that want to stay in Arizona go ahead and apply by endorsement to get a license, and we're accepting their previously passed AZ law exam as the qualifier. And we were able to have one person do that within 48 hours, the entire application. So it can be done. And I think we've had three individuals total do that up to this point. Monica, Veronica, is that correct?
Well, I think we have a couple more because I processed a few of those before all this mayhem.
Okay.
I do have a question. On the all of the ones that we have approved, their privilege as of this point that we have accepted their AZ law has not expired. Are we accepting their, if their privilege expires, will we still count their AZ law?
Correct. We will.
We will.
Yes. For an endorsement application, not for the compact.
Right. Correct. Okay. Karen, okay. This is Mona. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you.
Yes. They will not be able to continue with the compact, but they can continue to practice if they're here, if they wish, by engaging in by completing an endorsement application and actually obtaining a license.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Cool. All right, now to the meat of our meeting. 2AIV, the provisional license. So the governor's order 2020-17 allows us to be able to grant a provisional license to those individuals whose only remaining item required for licensure would be the MPTE or the AZ law exam or both. So we're in the process currently of identifying who those individuals are. I believe it's going to be around 50 to 60 individuals who will meet this criteria. They will still have to do the completed application, including fingerprint cards and any other requirements that are that we require. This will not go for anybody who's trying to early test. They just will not be able to early test because they're not graduating, and we're not granting a provisional license to somebody who hasn't graduated. So they still have to meet all the criteria.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. I did have a conversation with the governor's office this morning with Trista, just to ensure that the board could grant that privilege to the executive director. They have given their blessing on it as long as the board votes to approve that privilege to me. So we would need, if, and we can certainly discuss more what this means, but in the end, we're going to need a motion that would allow the executive director to grant the provisional licenses, and I can give you more details about our plan for that if you'd like. So we're open for discussion.
I make a motion to grant the executive director the power to give provisional licenses to physical therapist assistants and physical therapists.
Second. And that would mean, hi, this is Mona, if that would include all the requirements within the executive order, that they've met all the requirements under Arizona law, but the test.
That is correct. So noted.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And that shall only be during the pendency of the emergency and until it shall only last until the viability of the executive order that was issued. So we need to have an ending time on that.
Well, so I would say the minute the Prometric Center's opened, then.
So if I could just provide some clarification to the order. So the provisional license, regardless of how long the emergency may stay in effect, would be only valid for a maximum of 6 months.
Okay.
Or when the 20 days after the in-person testing centers open. So it's whatever happens soon. The plan, of course, will be to administratively suspend anybody after 20 days after the testing center opens and until such time that they complete their exam. So you will potentially have the situation where people are out in practice, have jobs, and then have to stop practice in order to complete the exam. So that's the potential of what will happen. Everybody clear?
Yes, ma'am. Will you be sending out a notification to those people of that fact?
Yes. So the staff operations for this will be that we'll identify through two parties, myself and staff, that the person does qualify for the provisional license. When we print a wallet card, we're not going to print a wall document, which we would normally do for initial licensure. We'll print a wallet card. We do have a temporary stamp, not a provisional, but a temporary stamp that we're going to stamp across that card. So it's very clear that that is not their permanent license or certificate. And then we'll also send a letter that explains the process and the limitations of the wallet card or of the license or certificate in with the wallet card. That's our plan.
Will there be communication to any physical therapy programs that might need the same information?
So I have a conference call set up with the school program directors through Mr. Ferris for Friday morning to explain this to them.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments, concerns, questions?
I have none.
A second? Do we have a second on that?
Bustillo seconded.
Okay.
I feel for these new grads and the people in this position. There's been so many layoffs as it is with professional staff. It's going to be, you know, a tough deal until things get moving again.
We will also, one caveat, we will track these individuals, like I said, through the Excel sheet. I will provide you that Excel sheet at every meeting so that you guys stay aware of who and how many have been provisionally licensed.
Good.
Okay. If there's no other questions on this or discussion, I call the question.
So the question is, as we have stated, to allow the executive director to grant provisional licenses based upon Executive Order 2020-17, as well as the caveats that we were given that all requirements of the application need to be complete in order to grant that provisional license. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you. All right, finally, on our agenda, 2AV, fee waivers. It is my recommendation that we continue to maintain the fees as stated in statute. But it's up to the board on what they want to do. But it would be my recommendation that we do not alter or provide any waivers at this time. We can always revisit this later if we have to. Just for further clarification, I have not had a single request for a fee waiver as of today.
So if we stick with statute and you have somebody who asks for a waiver, would that then come to the board? We'd have to prove that for each individual.
Ms. Baskins?
Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, the executive order says any fees required to be collected by the state agency or board may be waived at the agency or board's discretion.
So the question to you was, would a request go before the board?
That would, I can't, I mean, you know, as an assistant attorney general, I cannot give specific advice on executive orders. However, the language states it's at the board's discretion.
Okay.
So I would appreciate a motion if you want to maintain the fee waiver, just so that we have it on the record, that we want to not grant waivers at this time.
So or
I guess the motion, I'm sorry, the motion would better be that we maintain our current application and renewal fee.
I so move that.
Second.
Mona, was that motion sufficient?
Yes, that motion was very clear. Thank you.
Okay. So we are going to maintain statutory fees of time. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Karen, hi, this is Mona. I didn't hear who gave the second on that motion.
That was Karen Bustillo.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, that concludes that section.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
We have a motion to adjourn, Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Who did the second on that?
The time is 12:20.
And who did the second on the adjournment?
Ms. Hunter.
Thank you.
Stay healthy, everyone.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Hold on.